The way the world grows. You are the change. Only the collective effort of your generation and those that follow have the power to converge all cultures on world peace and wisdom. It is very important that you understand that the change is not going to come from the outside, that you have to rise and rise again until you become a great being. Giving a stranger who will never compare to inspiring and beloved authors the control over your or your children's education is a very dangerous idea. School must always take second place to secular, profound, fact-based self-education, where the teachers are humanity's most beloved and clear thinkers and writers, philosophers, and bringers of positive and powerful ideas. In the age of narrated books, and all parents should narrate great books on their own as a keepsake, there is no reason why philosophy or philosophia, the art and love of wisdom, should be kept away from students. And likewise, in this age of computers, it makes absolutely no sense why a child should not be taught how to program them. Standardized education classroom teachers can only present lowest common denominator education, which usually ends up being not education at all, but an exercise in memorization, which is fraud in this context. Real education demands individual instruction. It must be self-directed, properly paced, and in the right sequence. Programming really reveals how ineffective standardized education is. To truly learn programming, students must make programs that bring them a sense of accomplishment. They don't just learn forward or more about the language and technology. They must learn upward, where they find new challenges, new passions, new joys of colorful accomplishment. Without that higher calling, the students will not use their brilliance and genius. They will merely perform. And that is not real education. Finally, there is no such thing as a pursuit of happiness. It is just a fairy tale, like the tens of thousands of religions behind us. Happiness can only ensue from pursuit of knowledge, wisdom, and the resulting greatness. We don't say we grow forward to advance our career and improve our feelings. We say we grow up, we rise up, and we hold greatness in the highest regard. No one can take you up. You must accept the responsibility for your own self-education. If you can't handle it, if there is just no way that you can listen to a narrated book, then you are going to have to clear away, because you are not meant to live like this. You are charged with growing all the way up until you too become a great being. It is okay if you don't know where to start. Simply get a backpack and start preparing for tiniest of hiking adventures, where you will be granted the peace and time to listen to all the profound books that have thus far been denied to you. Start with all the books that are loved by intellectuals, the profound volumes that change lives. And then jump to all the books about history of philosophy, the great ideas that philosophers hope to share with you await. The one thing that philosophers always agree on, and the reason why they send their best thoughts into the future, is that you, the educated, the great, the force of nature, and the great many others like you are the change. You are the prime movers.